The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. With teams starting their practice today, the BC Junior Curling Championship is underway in Terrace. Dave Durand, coach for the Kitimat girls team and coordinator of the event, explained the story behind Kitimat's Mount Elizabeth Secondary School hosting the event at the Terrace Curling Club.
So what happened was we'd had quite a successful junior program, and I wanted to keep as much of it going as possible, but without ice and Kitimat, it became very difficult, of course. So I spoke to the Terrace Club, and they welcomed us with open arms. I can't say enough how gracious they've been, how supportive they've been. They've been absolutely outstanding. And through that time, we managed to maintain both girls and boys teams that have gone to the provincials, and we wouldn't have been able to do that without Terrace. So at last year's provincials, I was approached by the coordinator of that provincials to possibly run it up here. And I said, well, I'm not sure if we're going to have ice in Kitimat. Turns out we still don't have ice, although we might be getting it very shortly. But I can ask Terrace. And I wanted to ask Terrace because of all the support they've given us. I wanted to honor them. And they're such an organized club, and they've got so many great volunteers. I knew that they could put on a great championship. And so I applied for it last June. And BC School Sports approved that application.
Even though BC School Sports organizes the details, Durand explained the work that goes into making it happen.
I'm in charge of overseeing the whole thing. So I coordinate basically BC High School Sports and the Terrace Club and try and be the liaison between the two, making sure that I've got kind of the broad knowledge. Now, having said that, BC High School Sports and Terrace that really do all the work. So, you know, it's accolades to them because they're involved in the details of it. Things like, for example, I coordinate getting pictures of teams for the brochure that comes out to support the provincials, but it's BC High School Sports that actually publishes that document. BC High School Sports that makes the draw in coordination with all of the different zones around the province. But it's Terrace who coordinates all of the activities that are going to be going on at the Terrace Club. And their manager, Donna, has been fantastic in her level of organization. So she's in charge of things like organizing volunteers, making sure that the kitchen is open and running and that there will be a banquet on the final day, on the Saturday, for all of the players and coaches and parents that attend. There's going to be a lunch as well, a taco bar that she's coordinated. And, you know, and you can imagine various other things that go on in terms of just the basic functionings of the curling club. So that combination of the provincial coordination from BC School Sports and then the local coordination from the Terrace Club itself. And I try and just keep track of it so to make sure that if anybody has any questions, I have all the answers.
Although teams are on the ice tonight, Durand described what the schedule looks like for the next 5 days, with official games starting tomorrow.
Tournament practice ice is available on the Tuesday, which is the 21st, I believe, of February. And doing that in the evening, each team has an opportunity to spend an hour on the various sheets to prepare for the tournament, which starts the next day, the Wednesday, which is the 22nd. There will be draws on the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and in the morning of the 25th. And if there's any tiebreakers necessary, the tiebreakers will happen on the Saturday afternoon.
Durand described how hosting the provincials this year has led to more determination from not only Kitimat's teams, but also Terrace's.
Yeah, well, everybody's extremely excited. You know, I've been involved in coaching the girls' team, the high school team in Kitimat, for a number of years now. And, you know, they were very much encouraging me, them and their parents were very much encouraging me to make the application in the first place. So they're very excited. It also got some of the boys who have not been playing consistently because of the ice problems in Kitimat. It got some of the boys interested in getting coordinated and putting a team in as well. From the Kitimat side, it was really, really positive. Every single parent, every single kid involved is just a big thumbs up. The really great thing for me, too, though, is because we've been coordinating with Terrace over the course of the last few years, I've got to know several of the junior players in Terrace. There hasn't been quite the level of organization in terms of high school curling teams. Because we get two berths, because we're hosting, we managed to put together a team from Caledonia as well, for the girls, and for the first time in a number of years, almost a decade, the zone will be represented by Caledonia as well.
Starting tomorrow, the tournament will see 6 girls teams and 7 boys teams face off in a series of matches until Saturday, February 25th. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.